Welcome back to the Born to Ball podcast. This is the second episode on this beautiful, glorious October the 21st, Monday. This episode, we're going to be talking about strictly NBA, only NBA, opening day tomorrow night. Why not come out and give my predictions right now? We're going to talk about the West standings, the East standings, award predictions, and all NBA predictions. I'm going to give you what you need to know, who's going to be good, who won't be good, and yeah. Not to just take forever, let's get into it, man. We're going to talk about the West first because the West is best. And we're going to talk about who I got as the first seed. Denver Nuggets are my first seed, man. They went 57-25 last year, the second seed. But they got eliminated in the second round to the Minnesota Timberwolves, who went on to go to the Western Conference Finals. This year, they added Dario Saric and Russell Westbrook, free of your agency. They drafted Deron Holmes the second, free of the draft. They lost KCP and Reggie Jackson, free agency. Unfortunate. But their starting lineup is going to be Jamal Murray, Christian Brown, Michael Porter, Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic. They got Russell Westbrook, Julius Strother, Peyton Watson, Dario Saric, and Sek Naji on the bench to come out for that second unit, man. I believe in this team. Nikola Jokic has continued to show that he will be an MVP-type candidate. And, dog, I believe in him. Jamal Murray will be a key factor in getting this team back to its glory, possibly another NBA Finals run. I think he's going to take a step up. You know, it was somewhat of a little down year for him last year, coming back from the North. Key injuries, but I believe in him, man. I think he'll do very solid this year. Nikola Jokic, as always, MVP candidate. What makes me like this team a lot, I know it's crazy. I know I may be talking about my ass, but Russell Westbrook being the sixth man for this team. I believe in Westbrook, one of my favorite players of all time. I still got hope in him. And in the sixth man of the year type role, he's a candidate for it, man. I think he will lead that second unit to be great, man. It's going to be interesting to see if they ever stagger him and Jokic on the court at the same time. But if they do, it'll be fun and nice to watch, man. But yeah, Brody could get a real chance of getting his first ever ring, which would be great to see, man. It's a possibility. I think he could lead this bench unit to be one of the best in the league. When you look on paper, though, the players, hell, I mean, you show the second unit to a casual NBA fan, they might know Saric. I mean, that's it, though. Outside of Westbrook, they might only know Saric outside of the starting five. Got DeAndre Jordan at the far end of the bench, but outside of that, man, I think this is, I don't know. Part of me wants to say this is the best starting five in the league. I'm just huge on Michael Porter Jr., Christian Brown this year, Murray to be an all-star level talent this year, and Jokic as always. I just think this is just a really good roster, and I believe that, you know, these guys are the best starting five in the league, and I believe Russell Westbrook could be a six-man of the year type candidate. Outside of that, though, it could get a little scary if they are to get injured, man. If Aaron Gordon, Christian Brown, or Michael Porter to get injured, it could get a little scary. So I wouldn't be shocked if this team is a buyer at the trade deadline. I mean, you know, got the best young core ever, but you got guys you could package with a pick or two and add a veteran piece. So expect them to be buyers at the deadline because this roster is an injury away from possibly being a little scary, man. It's a little scary if they get a little injury, man. But outside of that, they are my one seed. And now for the second seed. Second seed spot, I got the Oklahoma City Thunder, man. They went 57-25 last year, being the first seed. They made it to the playoffs, of course, and they got eliminated in the second round to the eventual West representatives in the Dallas Mavericks. In the offseason, they added Alex Caruso and Isaiah Hartenstein, from free agency, and Alex Caruso from the trade from the Bulls. They lost Josh Giddey, who they traded to the Bulls, Lenny Waters III to the Warriors in the trade, and Gordon Hayward, who retired. They also lost Bismack Biyombo, and whatever it is. Their starting lineup is projected to be SGA, Alex Caruso, Jalen Williams, Lou Dort, and Chet Holmgren. As of now, Isaiah Hartenstein is out with an injury. He's out for the first month or two. When he gets back, I expect it to be Chet and Isaiah Hartenstein to represent that front court. But yeah, man, the second seed. I believe in this team, dude. A part of me wants to hate them, though. I'm a Rockets fan. A part of me wants to hate them. But I just can't do that to myself. I think they are really solid from top to bottom. One of the best NBA rosters ever. They built this up from holding draft picks. I was against what Sam Presti was doing, but he proved right. He's yet to, you know, he has a lot of draft picks to still go. And he has yet to trade him for a superstar. Who knows? He still might do that. But I believe in this roster. I believe in those guys, man. They can do it for sure, dude. They can make it. They can go far. But the question is, you know, will the injury bug continue to affect them? We've seen it's already bit Isaiah Hartenstein, but can it hopefully doesn't go to affect guys like Chet or Lou Dort, Jalen Williams, or SGA, man. But their bench unit is solid as well. Casey Wallace, Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins, Kenrich Williams, and Jalen Williams. You know, this team is solid, and that's what they are. From top to bottom, one of the best rosters in the NBA behind the Boston Celtics. And You know, a lot of people are predicting Thunder and Celtics in the finals, and I'll let you know at the end of this episode what I got. But as of now, they're in second seed. I believe in them. Now let's talk about the third. Not to be surprised, I got the Minnesota Timberwolves as the third seed, man. They went to the Western Conference Finals last year, lost to the Dallas Mavericks, but they went 56-26 with the third seed last year. And I think they returned back to that, man. You look at what they lost this offseason and added. They added Julius Randle, former All-Star, Dante DiVincenzo, P.J. Dozier, and Joe Ingles. They also drafted Rob Dillingham in the top 10 and Terrence Shannon from Illinois. They also lost Kyle Anderson to the Warriors, Wendell Moore Jr. to the Pistons, which was draft day trade, if I'm not mistaken, Monte Morris to the Sun, and of course, the big trade of the offseason, Karl-Anthony Towns to the Knicks, of course, which was for Julius Randle, man. You look at this starting lineup. Mike Conley at point guard, Anthony Edwards, Jaden McDaniels, Julius Randle, Rudy Gobert. You look at the bench unit, Rob Dillingham, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Dante DiVincenzo, Joe Ingles, Naz Reid. Of course, sixth man of the year candidate, Naz Reid, Dante DiVincenzo, another candidate right there, Rob Dillingham. I love this bench unit so much. I think it's the best in the NBA. Yes, you can say Boston, but this is the best bench unit in my eyes in the NBA. Dante DiVincenzo, big fan of it, Rob Dillingham. I can't wait to see what he does off this bench unit. I think it's time. I think you should groom him to be Mike Conley's replacement. I think that's what's going to happen. Naz Reid is always going to have that fan club. He's going to have that support. He's going to eat up. He's going to be a sixth man of the year candidate as well, man. I just think this roster is very solid. Look at the first 10 players, and I'm in love with it. I have big plans and big aspirations for Anthony Edwards, which I'll get into later. I think this team can make the finals, and I wouldn't be shocked. But also wouldn't be shocked that he had a little downfall. The reason they could be the first seed, but I think with this meshing of new players, they end up becoming the that third team. I just think that's what I think they just ended up becoming that third team due to what happened, you know, in the offseason, the cat trade. It's going to take some time to mesh Randle with Gobert and Dante DiVincenzo getting his own lineup. It's going to take some time. It's going to maybe take a few weeks, and that might set you back a little. You lose a few games you shouldn't have, and you end up in that third seed. I think, like I said earlier, this is going to be a tight race between 1 and 3. Any of these three teams get the world's one seed, and I wouldn't be shocked. So that's why I got the Minnesota Timberwolves at 3. Excuse me for stuttering. I messed up a lot of things right there, but that is my third seed. Anthony Edwards, I'm going to talk about him big later going on. If you can't tell, I got him going for some kind of award. But anyways, it's going to be a good year for the Minnesota Timberwolves, excuse me. And yeah, they are my third seed. For the fourth seed, I got the Dallas Mavericks, man. Of course, the West representatives in the NBA Finals lost to the Boston Celtics. I got Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving back in that top 4-5 seed. And I'm going to lay them right at that 4 spot, man. Look at that starting lineup. Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, P.J. Washington, Daniel Gafford. Bench-wise, it's Jaden Hardy, Spencer Dinwiddie, Najee Marshall, Maxi Kleber, Derek Lively. I'm a little skeptical on that bench, man, especially at the guard position. Jaden Hardy and Spencer Dinwiddie. I know Jaden Hardy's an all right player in my eyes. Nothing too crazy. But, you know, you just got to hope Luka and Kyrie can stay healthy the whole season, because I don't think nobody wants to see Luka with Spencer Dinwiddie or Jaden with Kyrie Irving. Another thing is Klay Thompson. It's going to be interesting to see how he performs, because if he performs the same way he did last year, inconsistent, going games where he's shooting 0 of 10, 0 of 11, just putting up bum numbers, it's going to be a bad experiment. You know, I was questioning who would sign him, but Mavericks were one of the top options. Look at this front court, though. Big fan of P.J. Washington, Daniel Gafford, and Derek Lively. Thank you, intertwined all three of those, and it's going to be a successful game plan. Love all three of these players, and I love what they know, what they're doing, man. Of course, when you look at what they added in the offseason, Spencer Dinwiddie brought him back, Quentin Grimes, Najee Marshall, and Klay Thompson. Quentin Grimes, though, I totally forgot he was on this roster, you know. It was a big, I thought he was going to be amazing in New York, but clearly was proved wrong, man, but he still has time to develop, and I wonder, it would be interesting to see if he is in this rotation eventually down the line. They lost Josh Green, Tim Hardaway, and Derrick Jones. Derrick Jones did go to the Clippers, Tim Hardaway to the Pistons, and Josh Green to the Hornets. Three key guys that were in the rotation heavily last year gone, but they did replace some guys like Klay Thompson, Quentin Grimes, and Najee Marshall, and Spencer Dinwiddie. But I got them at the fourth seed, but they aren't alone. I got another Texas team in the top 5, and that is the Houston Rockets. As crazy as it seems, man, Rockets fan at all, I believe in this jump. There's nothing much you can tell me about this team that I don't believe in, man. I think, you know, they're going to make that huge jump. 41 to 41 last year. Barely missed the playoffs. Excuse me, barely missed the play-in. The injury to Alfred Nshungun did end up hurting, but, you know, it is what it is. Your starting lineup is going to be Fred VanVleet, Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, Jabari Smith, Alfred Nshungun. Off the bench, Amin Thompson, Reese Shepard, Jay Shantae, Jeff Green, Steven Adams. You can intertwine Jeff Green, Atari Eason, Jay Shantae, Cam Whitmore, and throw Aaron Holiday in there occasionally. I think this is a top six roster in the league. Watching these guys, I just believe in them a lot. I mean, Reed Shepard, I think that's going to be the best backcourt duo off the bench in the NBA this year. I think they're going to be electric. I think Amin Thompson can make a most improved player kind of leap. I think eventually down the line, you're going to see a lot of games where he's in majority of the game, unlike Fred VanVleet. I think we'll see that kind of leap. I think Amin can also slide into that three spot, take Dylan Brooks' role. I like this roster, man. There's a lot you can intertwine. Steven Adams is going to be an amazing backup big to take minutes off Alfred Nshungun. Jabari Smith and Tari Eason are two guys at that power forward spot. You can mix and twine. I think Tari's going to be electric on defense this year, one of the best rebounders in the league. You know, hopefully get his three ball locked in. You know, same thing for Amin. Hopefully we get a jump shot. Cam Whitmore, electric as always. Put him in that start, that shooting guard or small forward role. There's a lot you can do with this lineup. Led by Ime Udoka, one of the best defensive coaches, one of the best defensive minds in the league. They're not going to give up a lot of points, and they're going to be electric on the ball, other side of the ball. Got pure athletes. Jalen, Jabari, Amin. You got great, elite, intelligent players. Fred VanVleet, Alfred Nshungun, Reese Shepard. You got Cam, Tari, Steven Adams. I believe in this roster, and that's why I got him as a huge elite, man. When you look what they added, it was, of course, Steven Adams was a trade last year, late, near the trade deadline, all loads of money. It was mainly Reed Shepard was the big offseason grab, of course, Shepard. They also added AJ Griffin via trade, but if you know, AJ Griffin did eventually retire to go pursue whatever he wants to do. You did lose Reggie Bullock, Boban, guys like that, Ben, but it's basically the same roster from last year. You just added Reed Shepard with the top three pick. You went 41-41. If it wasn't for the Alfred Nshungun injury, you probably would have maybe slid into the playing spot, took the Warriors spot, but of course, Wardell and them decided to take up a notch and make it. But I believe in this roster because I think Ime Udoka is one of the best coaches in the league. These guys are gluing together. Their second year under Ime, it's going to be a beautiful year. That's why I believe they're going to be in that spot to be a top five team in the West. I have them being a bona fide playoff team. Not a playing team, a playoff team. I got them at that five or six spot. Right now, I got them five. And for my sixth team, in that sixth spot, of course, I got the Memphis Grizzlies. I think with Ja Morant back healthy, hopefully for the full year, they're going to make that leap. Last year, they went 27-55. Not good at all. They lost Ja, but overall, they were still solid in my opinion. I want to say solid. It just didn't look the worst, you know. I thought they were a better team than the Jazz, just got unlucky. Better than the Spurs and the Blazers last year, but not that bad. I mean, we look at what they did in the offseason. They re-signed Luke Kennard, but in the draft, big piece was Zach Edey. They did lose Derrick Rose to retirement. You want to be to Japan and Zaire Williams to the Nets. So it's basically the same core of guys you got on the roster, man. Desmond Bane, Ja. Now you add Zach Edey, Jaren Jackson Jr. This is a solid roster, man. And I think with Ja Morant back healthy, I think they're going to take a big leap. Marcus Smart back, shooting guard, man. And you look at that starting lineup. It's Ja, Marcus Smart, Desmond Bane, Santi Aldama, you know, who was solid last year, and Zach Edey. Jaren Jackson Jr. as of now is out. On the bench is Scottie Pippen Jr., Luke Kennard, Vince Williams, Leg Ravi, and Brandon Clark. GG Jackson is also out. Man, this is going to be a solid roster. I'm going to love that bench when GG Jackson is back. Luke Kennard, GG Jackson, Vince Williams. It's going to be interesting what you do with Jaren Jackson Jr. I don't know if you're going to pair him and Zach Edey in the starting lineup, but I wouldn't mind to see that because I think that would be one of the best offensive front courts in the league. So I would love to see that as well, man. But overall, this is a solid roster, man. Luke Kennard, Vince Williams, JJ, GG, Jackson off the bench, Brandon Clark. But Ja Morant possibly can do that, have an all-NBA level season. I think it's possible. I don't think I have him on my NBA teams, though, but it's possible. Marcus Smart, former Defensive Player of the Year. Desmond Bane, one of the best shooters in the league. I like this roster a lot. I was debating between them or Houston, but with the Houston bias, I decided to give it to Houston. But no matter what, Houston or not, this is a top 16 in the West, in my opinion. And expect them to see them in those. And they're going to be fighting for a one seed. It's possible, but I don't see it. but they will be in that top six teams. It'll be a bona fide lock to make the playoffs. But for my seventh seed, first play-in spot, the seventh seed, I got the Phoenix Suns, led by Kevin Durant, Devin Booker. I got these guys taking a little of a dip this year, man. Mike Budenholzer, new head coach after Frank Vogel got relieved. I just think this roster is still solid, you know. I don't want to believe in them, but, you know, you got KD, you got D-Book. I'm not going to hate on you. I just can't hate on you. Bradley Beal, I'm a little skeptical of, as always, making $50 million a year, dude. He's not worth it. But that starting lineup is going to be Tyus Jones, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, KD, and Yusuf Nurkic. Off the bench, Monte Morris, Grayson Allen, one of the best shooters in the league, Josh Okogie, Royce O'Neal, Mason Plumlee. Now, what I do like is that I think they did improve in depth. Overall, though, I think teams are going to be better than them this year. Now, I'm not saying it's their fault. I think just teams are going to be better than them this year. Because I think I like their depth a lot more than I did last year. Monte, Grayson Allen, Mason Plumlee, Royce O'Neal. They did lose Eric Gordon to the Sixers, Drew Eubanks to the Jazz, David Roddy to the Hawks. Of course, Mike Budenholzer, head coach, Tyus Jones, they added in free agency. EJ Liddell, they added in free agency. He's not even on the roster. He must have got cut. Excuse me. But that's what they say on the additions list on NBA.com. They also added Monte Morris and Mason Plumlee, of course. So I don't think they're going to take more of a drop-off. I think it's just going to be more teams take a bigger leap than they do, if that makes sense. So Phoenix Suns at my seventh seed. Lastly, in the playoffs, that last spot, man. Let's see who we got. In that eighth spot, who other else would it be than the Lakers, man? I got him in eighth seed. Bron, you just can't deny him. Even at his worst, he's going to make the playoffs, man. The Los Angeles Lakers, when I look at this roster, the starting lineup especially, D'Lo, Austin Reeves, LeBron, Rio Hachimura, Anthony Davis, you're going to be good. You got LeBron, you got AD. As long as they're healthy, you're going to be a blood float all year. Not a fan of D'Lo, but what other options do you got a point guard around the league? Not many, because a lot of people aren't going to really want to trade with you. You ain't got the assets to mainly trade, nor do you probably have the money to go get guys. But D'Lo, $18 million a year. Not the worst, but you got to hope he is productive, mainly a positive on the court this year than previous. Austin Reeves, solid. What can I say? I'm not going to get on his nuts about him being a white boy, being solid. Rui Hachimura, never been a fan of. You can upgrade at that power forward spot. Don't think he's a good of a player. Gabe Vincent, though, Max Christie, Dalton Connect, Cam Reddish, Jackson Hayes on the bench. Where they fail this season is going to be that bench unit. Can Cam Reddish, Jackson Hayes, and Max Christie give genuine quality bench minutes, or you're going to have to play Bron many, many, many minutes late in the season to recover for their mistakes. I think Dalton Connect can be solid, but I do fear that he might have too much of green light and overshoot and miss a lot of buckets. Gabe Vincent, he's all right. Bronny James, though, he'll get his run. The rest of those guys, I don't know. Don't forget, though, Jaren Vanderbilt is also another bench piece. I think he should start over Rui Hachimura, but he is on the bench. Christian Wood, too. I mean, excuse me, not on the bench. Out. Christian Wood's probably going to take Jackson Hayes minutes. Don't know about that. Jaren Vanderbilt, but even with those guys, they're still all right, in my opinion. Nothing too great. But when I look at their additions, they brought in Coach J.J. Redick, Christian Kuoloko. They also drafted Dalton Connect, Bronny James. They lost Darvin Ham, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Torian Prince. And about that, the roster's nearly around the same. You just added Bronny and Dalton Connect, and you added Christian Kuoloko. Probably won't get a lot of run. That's it, man. You know, that's it for really this Lakers team. They're still really going to run it back basically what they had last year. Jared Vanderbilt, Christian Wood, Rui Hachimura, LeBron, AD, Austin Reeves, D'Lo. And I didn't like them last year, and I don't think really like them this year. That's why I got them at the 8th seed. But if Bron and AD stay healthy, you're going to be in the playoffs. You're going to be in that 8th seed. But hey, I got them at the 8th seed. But I'm not saying they're going to win a playoff scene. So I don't got no playing scenarios right here. I'm just giving you my top 8 seeds. 9, 10 could easily beat 7 or 8 and make it into the play-in. I don't know. It's possible. It can happen. But that's who I got in the 8th seed. So let's get out of the top 8. Let's enter that play-in territory. And at 9th spot, I got the Sacramento Kings. It was hard to debate on give the Lakers the 8th seed or the Kings. I like their starting lineup a lot, man. De'Aaron Fox, Kevin Huerter, DeMar DeRozan, Keegan Murray, Domantas Sabonis. I like their roster so much. Well, mainly the starting lineup. When you get to this bench spot, you got Malik Monk, you got Trey Lyles. Outside of that, Keon Ellis, Alex Len, Jordan McLaughlin. I don't know. I'm 50-50 on those guys, but I love Malik Monk and Trey Lyles off the bench, but I'm really sold on that starting lineup. Sabonis, Keegan Murray, DeMar, Kevin Huerter, De'Aaron Fox. It's going to be interesting to see DeMar mixed in with Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox. That's what I'm mainly looking forward to watching this team. But when you look at what they did in this offseason, DeMar DeRozan, Jalen McDaniels, who they added but eventually dumped off, of course, Jordan McLaughlin, and then departures, Harrison Barnes, Chris Duarte, Davion Mitchell, Kessler Edwards. And yeah, they also lost JaVale McGee to free agency. But yeah, on paper, I love this starting lineup a lot. But I just couldn't give them the edge over any of those eight teams. I think those eight teams will be better than them. That's unfortunate. But yeah, Devin Carter as well. They drafted this year. I think he was out of, what's their name? Providence. I think, yeah, out of Providence. But he's currently injured right now. But once he gets there, he's going to be another good bench piece. But yeah, Doug McDermott as well at the bottom of that roster. But it's going to be interesting to watch the Kings this year. I'm excited to watch this team. One of my teams I do want to watch this year. And yeah. Ninth seed, but let's get to that last playing spot right now. At that 10th spot, I got the New Orleans Pelicans. Dejounte Murray, CJ McCollum, Brandon Ingram, Zion Williams, Daniel Tice make up the starting lineup. Off the bench is Jose Alvarado, Jordan Hawkins, Herb Jones, James Robinson Earl, and Yvas Missy. Trey Murphy is currently out, but he did just get, I think, a big extension earlier today. He'll be in there. Excuse me, I think he'll be... I ain't gonna lie, would you run Zion at the 5? Because I'd probably put Trey Murphy in that starting lineup, put Zion at the 5. But if not, you probably got him on the bench. But I like their bench, you know. I think this is a solid roster. I'm just not sold on Dejounte Murray. I just think 9 teams in the West are better than you. That's what a lot of these West teams have to deal with. They are just teams better than you. Their teams are going to take a bigger leap. And that's what you just have to accept. And I think Pelicans are one of those teams that got to accept that. Like Jordan Hawkins put in a solid year last year. I still like Herb Jones. You know, a very positive defender. James Robinson Earl from the Thunder. You know, your front court off the bench is a little but if you move Daniel Tice to the bench, it's maybe a little okay. But I think Zion I'd probably roll Zion at the 5. You know, don't know if he's really going to be comfortable with that, but, you know, I'd slide Trey Murphy into that starting lineup. But I'm not sold on their starting backcourt, excuse me, Dejounte Murray, CJ McCollum. I'm just not sold on these guys, vets that just don't pop my eyes, guys that really aren't going to win you nothing. They'll get you maybe to the play-in, maybe the playoffs, but they're never going to win you nothing. So my question is, when are the Pelicans going to accept the fact that they need a future backcourt? You know, it's not Jose Alvarado or Jordan Hawkins. That's not your future. You're going to need to get a solidified one or two guard. And, I mean, it's going to happen soon, man. Zion, I don't know what you're going to do with B.I., you know, Brandon Ingram. I just don't think they're really that interested in keeping him around. Wouldn't be shocked if he got traded. And if he was to get traded, I think he should be traded for one or two. But that's neither here nor there. I got them at the 10th seed. They're all right. They're nothing that make me pop my eyes open. I'm just not a big fan of Dejounte Murray. It's nothing that just makes me want to just say, wow. You look at what they added on the offseason, though. It showed, like I said, Dejounte Murray, Javonte Green, Daniel Tice. They lost Dyson Daniels, E.J. Liddell, who also got moved many times, Larry Nance Jr., Jonas Valanciunas, and Cody Zeller. And, you know, I'm not sold on them, man. I'm just really not. I'm trying to think why, but I'm just really not sold on them. I think Zion will have a very impressive year. Outside of that, I'm just not sold on this team, man. And for my 11th spot, I got the Golden State Warriors. Wardell will do enough to keep you afloat. Overall, I don't like this roster. It's nothing that just makes me think they're good. Offseason, the Warriors added Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield, De'Anthony Melton, Lindy Waters III as well. You know, I think they did offer a lot. They did add a lot. You know, you replace that shooting guard. Well, you get a step, what is it, Slash Brothers half-brother, you know. That's their, like, a stepbrother, you know. It ain't the original Splash Brother, but, you know, he has a stepbrother now, and Buddy Hield, Stephen Curry, he does. But you also lost Chris Ball, Darius Saric, and, of course, Klay Thompson to the trades, teams, free agency, whatever. Like I said, this is just another roster that just gets beat out because, you know, teams are better than them, man. You look at that starting roster, and it's going to be Curry, Pods, Wiggins, Kuminga, Draymond Green. You got Moody off the bench as well. Not a bad team, man. It's just... They're just not gonna get the benefit of the doubt in the West. I think there are gonna be 10 teams better than them, but they do get lucky because I think there are just 3 teams, no doubt, that are worse than them. I think the Clippers are a 4 team, and I'll get to them as they are my 12th seed. But yeah, man, they're just gonna get. It's gonna be unfortunate, man. Somebody's gotta miss. I think it's gonna be between them and New Orleans that fight for that 10th seed, and I think they'll lose that battle. Unfortunately, man, Draymond. Can't forget about my boy Draymond as well. It's going to be interesting to watch him this year. See if he fully embraces that podcast role or, you know, we're gonna get his back to this all-star form. But yeah, dude, this roster isn't bad. Gary Payton back again. Kevin Looney, Moses Moody, of course, just got a nice little payday. Kuminga, Wiggins. It's not a bad roster. I'm just gonna go on and say there are just 11 teams better than you. Excuse me, 10 teams, and you're the 11th seed. But you can fight for that 10th spot and a play-in spot. And I wouldn't be shocked if you ended up in the playoffs as the 8th seed and got bounced round one. Wardell's got that kind of power, and I just wouldn't be shocked, man. But for the 12th seed, like I just mentioned, it's the Los Angeles Clippers. What makes them the 12th seed is that Kawhi Leonard isn't definitely out. I love James Harden, and everything in my mind wants to say James Harden carries his team to a good roster, a good spot in the playoffs. But it's so hard. It's so hard for me to do. I'm trying my hardest, man. They added, of course, Mo Bamba, Nicholas Batum back, Chris Dunn, Derek Jones Jr., Kevin Porter Jr. They also lost Paul George, Mason Plumlee, Nathaniel Tice, and Russell Westbrook. Man, on paper, they added a lot of key pieces. Brought back Nicholas Batum, Mo Bamba off the bench to be your backup five, Kevin Porter Jr., who is going to be a renaissance to see. Can he go back to that form he once had in Houston? And Chris Dunn. Problem is, Kawhi Leonard, nobody knows how long he's going to be out or how reoccurring this knee injury can be. For James Harden, part of me believes he returns to an all-star form and he leads his team to the playoffs. I want to believe that. But something is telling me, man, it's going to go wrong for this squad and they're just going to be that team that has, he's going to be that middle team between the bad and the good in the West. You know, they're going to be that middle team. They're going to be stuck in purgatory. Are they just going to be, they're going to be that team. And unfortunately, it's them. I think the Warriors are a tad bit better on paper. And I just unfortunately just see the Clippers getting shelled out, man. Being the middle ground between the good and bad teams in the West. But if James Harden proves me wrong, I would love to see him. My favorite player of all time. If he could prove me wrong, it'd be amazing to see, man. But for the starting lineup, it's going to be James Harden at the one spot. Terrence Mann, Amir Coffey, Derek Jones Jr., and Zubac. And then off the bench, like I said, Chris Dunn, Kevin Porter Jr., Norman Powell, Nicholas Batum, Obama. Bones Highland, Kobe Brown, guys off the bench will get in. Kai Jones probably too. Kawhi Leonard, of course, injured by him, but I don't know. It depends on how quick Kawhi gets back and how bad they are to start off the year. If they are good, keep their head above float, they're in that top 10 range, and Kawhi gets back, okay, I believe them to be a playing team. If not, then it's going to be unfortunate, and they're going to be at that 12th spot, man. But as we enter the teams that are really bad, let's get to that 13th spot. That 13th spot, I got the Lauri Markkanen-led Utah Jazz, almost the Spurs, I don't know why. In the offseason, they added Drew Eubanks, Patty Mills, and Sivai Machukwu, don't know, former Buck, I think. They drafted Cody Williams, of course, Jalen Williams' brother, and Isaiah Collier, and Flip, and Kyle Filipowski. They lost Chris Dunn and waived Omar Yurtseven. They also lost Taylor Horton Tucker, Kira Lewis, and Luke Samanek to free agency. Look at this roster. They're not bad. I don't want to call them bad. They're just better than the Blazers or Spurs, in my opinion, but they're just not as good as any other team. Keontae George, Patty Mills, you know, your point guards, but you look at the starting lineup, it's going to be out Keontae George, Colin Sexton, Lloyd Markkanen, Taylor Hendricks, and John Collins. On the bench, it's solid as well. Patty Mills, Jordan Clarkson, Cody Williams, Bryce Cinnabog, and Walker Kessler. And then you even get down a little later, man. Drew Eubanks, Kyle Filipowski, Isaiah Collier, I mean, Johnny Uzang down there. You got guys on this roster, but it's just going to be development here, man. Guys like Isaiah Collier, Kyle Filipowski, Walker Kessler, Lauri, Colin, Keontae keep taking steps forward. It's a positive year. You just don't want to be that bad. You just want to be that team that's got 35, 38 wins or so, and you're sitting there like, okay, teams were just better than us in the West this year, but our guys took positive steps. We're not upset. At least we're not the 14th or 15th seed. For the Jazz, I think your goal is to be between 11 and 13. If you can't make the play-in, just don't be 14 or 15, all right? Be 11 between 13. I like this roster. They're not bad. Cody Williams, Jalen Williams' brother, it's going to be interesting to see him out of Colorado. And yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be cool to watch this team. I've always respected Lauri Markkanen, but I just don't think he, in the stacked West this year, I don't think he's going to lead this team to really much, man. But this leads me to my 14th seed, which is the San Antonio Spurs. Victor Wembanyama, back at it again, man. Think he could put in an all-NBA type year, and we'll look at that later, man. You look at what they added this offseason, though. It was Harrison Barnes, Chris Paul, two veterans. In the draft, they added Stephon Castle, and they lost Devontae Graham to the Blazers and CeeDee Osman to free agency. Their starting lineup will be Chris Paul, Julius Champagne, Harrison Barnes, Jeremy Sochan, and Victor Wembanyama. Off the bench, Trey Jones, Stephon Castle, Keldon Johnson, Zach Collins, and I think Harrison Barnes will be that backup small forward, and Devin Vassell will enter the starting three spot. Currently out though to an injury, but yeah, man. I don't know, man. I think this. I've never understood the Chris Paul acquisition because, like, you're not gonna make the playoffs this year, so why add Chris Paul? In my opinion, I thought it was kind of like, you know, you bring this veteran, the train guys up like Blake Wesley, Stephon Castle, Trace Jones, guys like that. You know, bring this guy to train up your young front court, and also you grab a guy to feed Victor Wembanyama. What they lacked last year was a true number one, a true facilitator. That's what they lacked last year, and you saw Jeremy Sohan do that a lot, and he got a lot of the blame for it, even though it wasn't his fault that he was in that predicament. Now you brought Chris Paul here to feed Wimby, feed the young guys, feed them knowledge. You brought Harrison Barnes in to make it look like you want to compete, even though you probably don't want to. There's a stacked draft coming up. No way in hell do you want to put yourself out of position to get a good draft pick because you attempted to get that 10th playing spot. And now you're in the lottery, your odds are low, and you somehow end up at the top 10 or whatever. You do not want that to happen. In a stacked draft class, man, Dylan Harper, freaking Ace Bailey, dude, you got guys, Cooper Flagg. Even though I don't think Cooper Flagg goes there, I think he'll be on his own. You know, there are good guys in this draft, and you don't want to be that team that just decided to try hard, and now you're missing out on a talent like that. You traded Rob Dillingham, which I never really understand, but, you know, they're big on Stephon Castle, so respect on that, man. This team isn't going to be embarrassingly bad, like the Blazers, in my opinion, but they're just going to be bad, and that is what it is. Wimby's going to get fed, probably an all-star, an all-NBA guy this year. He's gonna get fed, man. But at the end of the day, you don't want to risk adding another great elite prospect because you decided you wanted to try to make the play-in and got embarrassed in the play-in. Because wherever you go, you're gonna get embarrassed. You're not a good roster. You're not a good team. All right, you're just gonna hope Wimby gets fed and Chris Paul looks serviceable. All right, that's all they're looking for, man. And yeah, and that's gonna leave me with my last team, the 15th seed, the lonely Blazers, man. It's not your fault, brother. This year, it's just going to be a development year for guys like Scoot, those guys, man. Dalovin Clingan, it's going to be interesting to watch these guys all year, man. Scoot, a lot of people are doubting, you know. Some are saying the bust. Some people hate the efficiency. I don't know how to feel about them, man. I think they're just going to be obviously the worst team in the West, and it's not their fault. You know, you just got 14 teams better than you. This year, you know, like I used to look at the Rockets, just let these guys develop, man. You look at their starting roster, it's going to be Scoot Henderson, Anfernee Simons, Denny Avia, May Grant, and DeAndre Ayton. You know, it's crazy, you know, because on paper, it's like, okay, how in the hell are these guys going to be 15 seed? They're just going to be 14 teams better than you. If you're in the East, good chance this roster could possibly give you the 10th spot, if Scoot Henderson locks in. That's an if. You look at this roster, though, man. You got guys like Donovan Clingan, who's eventually, I think, takes DeAndre Ayton's spot. I think he gets traded off eventually. You got Chris Murray, Shaedon Sharpe. You got guys, man, and I like them, but it's just Matisse Thybulle down there. You know, they're trying to hide his ass, you know. But you got guys. It's just unfortunate that you're probably just going to suffer from being, you know, not as good as other teams, and other teams just being way better than you, man. You look at what they added. Of course, Denny Avia via trade, Devontae Graham, Donovan Clingan. They also traded Malcolm Brogdon, lost Moses Brown in free agency. It's what it is. You know, you're just going to be bad this year, but it's okay because guess what? You're going to have a stacked draft class, man. Hell, could we see Cooper Flagg as a Blazer? I'm envisioning that, and that would be fire. Hell, man. When I come out with a mock draft, that would be fire to see Cooper Flagg as a Blazer, man. But this year, the most important thing is to see if Scoot Henderson get developed, be your true point guard of the future. You know, I don't want to see Denny Avia take Scoot Henderson's plays in a clutch. I don't want to see Denny Avia be the last guy with the last shot. Give it to Scoot Henderson, all right? So, that's it for the West, all right? It was a lot to talk about, 34 minutes. Now let's talk about the East. Man, as we get into the East, the first seed, the most obvious seeding spot, I think, throughout the league. I got the Boston Celtics, man. Dude, I think they're by far the best team in the league. Looking to repeat, be champions again, I think it's very much possible. When you look at what they added in this offseason, they added Lonnie Walker, ended up waiving him. They didn't lose nobody important. They bring in the same guys back. They're looking to really run it back and get Banner 19, I think it would be. Can't wait to see what happens, man. I think they're by far the best team in the league. Best roster. I mean, you look at the starting lineup. Best starting lineup by far. Jrue Holiday at the point. Derek White. Jaylen Brown. Jason Tatum. Al Horford. Of course, I think what, Kristaps Porzingis will probably be that five spot when he's healthy. Peyton Pritchard, Sam Hauser, Jordan Walsh, Xavier Tillman, Luke Kennard, Al Horford will probably be on the bench, but you got Jaden Springer. But man, just on paper, best starting lineup in the league. They got guys that can come in quality minutes. Sam Hauser, Peyton Pritchard, you know, Al Horford. Just the best starting lineup in the league, man. You know, even if they don't get the one seed, if they are healthy by the playoffs, I got them beating everybody in front of them. And that's just how it is, dog. And it's unfortunate for the rest of the East teams. I think just this is by far the best in the league and in the East. And they got everything, every reason to run it back. Don't see why you wouldn't. You guys are healthy. As long as they stay healthy, you got every reason to run it back, man. But this brings me to my second seed, dude. The New York Knicks, big on them. Jalen Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns, man. Let's look at, they had an interesting offseason. So let's talk about what they added and lost. They added Kiata Bates Diop in the trade, Mikal Bridges, Cameron Payne, Karl Anthony Towns. They drafted a few guys, Bukom Dadiet, Tyler Kolek, Kevin Culler Jr., blah, blah, blah. Departures, Bojan, Alec Burks, Dante DiVincenzo, Isaiah Hartenstein, Shake Milton, Julius Randle. They also lost guys like Charlie Brown Jr., Daquan Jeffries, and Dwayne Washington Jr. Look at that starting lineup. It's going to be Jalen Brunson, OG, Mikal, Josh Hart, Karl Anthony Towns. Off the bench, Cameron Payne, Miles McBride, Tyre Kolek, Bukom Dadiet, and it probably will be Precious Achiuwa. I don't think Mitchell Robinson plays another minute for the Knicks. I think he gets shipped out. But, I mean, I like the starting lineup a lot. I think they're going to be one of the best defensive teams in the league. I think Karl Anthony Towns, Jalen Brunson. I love that 1-2 punch. Miles McBride, a big fan of him off the bench. I think Precious Achiuwa off the two. A backup big would be nice. I think, you know, like I said about the Nuggets earlier, I think they're injury away from being a buyer at the deadline. Nothing crazy, but especially for a bench piece. I think, I don't know how far Cameron Payne as the backup point guard takes you, in my opinion. I don't know how long their goals are going to be to have that, but outside of that, I love the starting lineup. Top three starting lineup, in my opinion, in the league. I put them up there with the Thunder, the Celtics, put them right at that third spot, man. Love this starting lineup, and I got them as the second seed, man. Now for the third seed, I got the Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid, MVP candidate, as always. He's going to get his. He's going to do his, man. You look at what he did they added in the offseason. It was Andre Drummond, Paul George, Eric Gordon, Reggie Jackson, Caleb Martin. They added Jared McCain, and they also lost Nicholas Batum, Obama, Buddy Hill, DeAnthony Melton, Cameron Payne, Paul Reed. They lost guys, and they re-added them back, man. Andre Drummond, Eric Gordon, Paul George, Reggie, Caleb Martin, Jared McCain. I like this roster construction a lot. You know, they lost guys, and they were quick to rebuild them back. You know, now I want to say rebuild them back, but brought them back, man. Look at this starting lineup. It's going to be Tyrese Maxey, Kelly Oubre, Paul George, Caleb Martin, Joel Embiid. Off the bench, Kyle Lowry, Eric Gordon, Jared McCain, KJ Martin, Andre Drummond. Big fan of KJ Martin, former Houston Rocket. He's electric, man, at that four spot. Reggie Jackson, of course, off the bench as well. Rookie Council down there. You know, Andre Drummond, backup five. It's going to be interesting, man. That backcourt off the bench, Kyle Lowry, Eric Gordon. Don't see how many times these guys are going to give you clutch minutes. What I expect is we're going to see Kyle Lowry with Jared McCain and some other stuff mixed up, Reggie Jackson in there. It's going to be interesting how they move along. But Nick Nurse, second year in Philly, I believe in this team, man. As long as you don't catch Boston, I think you do very well. I think, if you're the third seed, yeah, you're on the second seed side. So you very well, as long as you don't catch Boston until the Eastern Conference Finals or they hopefully get knocked out, you have a chance at a ring. So nothing's out the way for Philly, even on the top Upper East, you know, that's what I'll call them, Upper East, you know. Those first four teams they are a part of, it's tough. But as long as you don't catch the Boston Celtics in round two, you should be good, man. But to my fourth seed, I got a former NBA champion in the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard, back again. You know, last year wasn't perfect, you know. It was a lot of drama, a lot of weird stuff, you know. What was his name? I forget their head coach name. Before they added Doc, he got fired. Was it Adrian Griffin? It was something, man. He got fired, though. Doc Rivers, of course, back at it again. This offseason, they added Torrey Prince, Gary Trent Jr., DeLon Wright. They drafted A.J. Johnson, Tyler Smith. They lost Malik Beasley, Patrick Beverley, and Ty Washington. I think Thanasis Antetokounmpo will be back. But they did lose Trey Crowder and Danilo Gallinari. in free agency. Look at the starting lineup. It's going to be Damian Lillard, Pat Connaughton, Gary Trent Jr., Giannis, Brook Lopez. Off the bench, DeLon Wright, A.J. Green, White A.J. Green, Marlon Buchamp, Torian Prince, Bobby Portis. You know, right now, Chris Middleton is out, so imagine he would be in that starting lineup. Drop Gary Trent Jr. or Pat Connaughton to the bench. And, you know, it's a solid roster, you know. I believe in them. It's going to be interesting to see Doc Rivers mash up with Damian Lillard, Giannis, Brook Lopez, Splash Mountain, dude. You know, always been a big fan of him. On paper, this roster is good. I just think they're going to be three teams better than you. It is what it is. A lot of teams are going to suffer from this year where teams are just better than you. Hell, if you honestly ask me, if one-on-one, neutral site, not even, I'm going to even say, I don't know why I just said neutral site, but one-on-one game, I think Boston beats them all healthy, New York beats them all healthy, Philly beats them all healthy. Where I think they have the advantage over a few teams is that bench, you know. I like DeLon Wright, Pat Connaughton, Marjan Buchamp, Torian Prince, Bobby Portis off the bench. Bobby Portis, of course, a sixth man of the year candidate. I like that roster off the bench, man. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see them guys all year. Back at it again, Doc Rivers full year. Let's see if Doc Rivers is locked in. You know, he came in midway through the year after the firing of Coach Griffin. I'm going to call him. I think this is his last name. But when I look at the fifth seed, I'm going to give it to a young squad in the Orlando Magic. Let's look what they added off in the offseason. It was KCP, mainly Corey Joseph in the draft. They added Tristan Da Silva. Lost Joe Ingles, but mainly the same guys around. You know, Markelle Fultz, still a free agent. They lost him, man. But you look at the starting lineup. Paolo, I like them, man. No. It's going to be Jalen Suggs, who just got, I think, a nice little max extension just a few minutes ago. KCP, Franz, Paolo, and Wendell Carter. And then you got Anthony Black, Cole Anthony, Gary Harris, Jonathan Isaac, and Mo Wagner. And then off the bench, the third unit, I guess, Corey Joseph, Caleb Houston, Jet Howard, Tristan DeSilva, and Goga. And then you got former, G League MVP, Mac McClung. On paper, love this roster. I just don't think they're better than any of the four teams. And I keep reiterating that because that's what a lot of teams are dealing with, that they're just not better than the team above them. And it is what it is. You know, I think they are in between that 4 and 6 spot. I think they're going to end up, at best, a 4th seed. At worst, a 6th seed. I think they're bona fide locked to make the playoffs. They're not going to be a playing team. I don't see that happening. I like this name. I like this roster. I think Paolo can make a really all-NBA level jump. Franz Wagner is always solid. Wendell Carter, big fan of him at the Vibe. KCP, I love this addition to the team, man. A veteran shooter who's been there before. I love that, man. Leader. I got nothing negative to say about that KCP addition. It was one of my favorite off-season. They know what they're doing, man. And then you look at this bench. Anthony Black, Cole Anthony, Gary Harris, Jonathan Isaac, Mo Wagner. One of the best bench units in the league. I think it's top 3 in the East. The bench unit, man. I like it. I like it a lot. Then you even look past them. Caleb Houston, Jet Howard, Tristan Da Silva, Goga, Corey Joseph. Those guys can get quality minutes. I mean, I love their bench unit a lot. And it's going to make up for a lot of minutes when these guys, maybe Jalen Suggs, KCP, if any of these guys get injury, I think their backups can take their minutes and give you not the same production, but near. I think their biggest loss would be Paolo, no doubt. But any other of these guys go down, I think they can get replaced by somebody behind them, and you know that's good to see because that shows you got depth. So shout out to them guys. They really didn't lose much from the offseason, and you know they added a lot. And KCP, I love that a lot, man. Next for the 6th seed, that last solid playoff spot, give me the Indiana Pacers. Tyrese Haliburton, Pascal Siakam, back at it again. Pascal Siakam got that extension over the season, in the offseason, and they added James Wiseman. They lost Jalen Smith. Doug McDermott hit free agency. They didn't bring him back. In the draft, though, they did add Johnny Furby out of Kansas and Tristan Newton. Starting lineup, dude. No. Let me look at it. I'm trying to find it real quick. Excuse me. Okay, here it is. Sorry for that blank space. Tyrese Haliburton, Andrew Nembhard, Aaron Nesmith, Pascal Siakam, Miles Turner. I like that lineup a lot, especially Tyrese Haliburton. People are trying to say he's a system point guard. I disagree. Big Tyrese Haliburton guy. I believe in another All-NBA candidate year is in front of him. Don't think he gets it. I think he got the benefit of the doubt last year. I think if a guy like Ja was healthy, he might have not got it. But I believe in a big year for him. Andrew Nembhard, Aaron Nesmith, love that one. I love them at the 2 and 3. Pascal Siakam, Miles Turner, great front court. One of the best in the East. You look at the bench, though. That's where I get a little scary. TJ McConnell, Ben Shepherd, Ben McLaurin, Obi Toppin, Isaiah Jackson. What I'm mainly a little scared of is that backup 1 or 2 spot. You know, I'm really not sold on them. You know, when if Tyrese or Andrew go down, I'm not sold on this team at all. You know, I mean, it's a little scary, but I like OB, Ben McAdoo. I like those guys. Isaiah Jackson, solid. James Wiseman can also play the backup five as well. I think they are a good six team. I don't see them making out the first round, though, if they do play Philly. I think they did kind of get lucky with some injury luck going their way last year with New York. Who else did they play? I think they played Milwaukee. Yeah, injury, you know. I think they got the benefit of that with some injury luck, man. You know, and if everybody stays healthy, which is not a guarantee in this league, I think they won't favor over a few many rosters in the East. So, Tyrese Haliburton, another all-star campaign in the future for him this year. Pascal Siakam is going to be close to being an all-star. And yeah, I think this is going to be a solid year for the Pacers. No doubt they are a bona fide playoff team, in my opinion. I just don't see them being a play-in team, but I also don't see them being a top five team in the East. That's just how it is. You know, I just believe you are not better than five other teams. But when we look at that next team below them, it's the Cleveland Cavaliers. Donovan Mitchell, back at it again, leader of this team. It was hard for me to keep D. Mitch out that top six role, but I just think the Pacers are going to be a better team than them this year. When you look at what they added Coach Kenny Atkinson after they let Coach J.B. Bickerstaff go. They re-signed Jared Allen, Donovan Mitchell, and Evan Mobley. Huge offseason. They drafted Jalen Tyson in the first round. In the offseason, they lost Isaiah Mobley, Marcus Morris Sr., Damian Jones, Isaac Okoro, and Tristan Thompson. Their starting lineup is going to be Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell, Caris LeVert, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen. Stays the same as this year. Max Struss is currently out. Monty Bates is currently out as well. Point guard is going to be Craig Porter. As of now, they're projecting Isaiah Okoro, Jalen Tyson, George Nickin, Enda Kang, and Dean Wade. Tristan Thompson as well back there. I think they said these guys were unsigned free agents. Yeah, they didn't lose them. They were just unsigned free agents. So Isaac Okoro is still here. Forgive me for that mistake, guys. But yeah, Sam Merrill, he can get some run as well. Don't think he signed to contract. They ain't got no money under him right now, but... Yeah, I like this roster, man. Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, Darius Garland, I like them. I just think the Pacers will be a game or two better than them this year, and they'll have to suffer and make it to the play-in. But in the play-in, I have them no doubt making it. I think they'll be whoever the hell is in front of them. Will be in the playoffs, and they would most likely, who they play at the seventh spot? The Knicks, they can give the Knicks for the run-up for their money, man. As long as they stay healthy. Evan Mobley wasn't the best in the playoffs last year. He was actually like more of a negative on the offensive side, at least. Darius Garland hoped to be healthy all year. Donovan Mitchell, D-Mitch, dude, solid as ever. Could put another All-NBA candidate. I mean, for sure. Jared Allen, solid as well. I love that front court. I think they are the best front court in the East, at least. So it's going to be interesting to see them this year. They're one of the teams I have just declining this year. Not to say it's their fault. Not going to predict any injuries. I just think the Pacers will be better by a game or two. They'll make it to the play-in. They'll win in the play-in, and they'll face the Knicks, who I projected at the second seed, man. But for that eighth seed, I can't forget about the Miami Heat, dude. You know, it was hard for me to think about, but I just couldn't do it. They added Alec Burks in the free agency. They drafted Khalil Ware, Nikola Jokic, Pelly Larson. They lost Jamal Cain, Caleb Martin, Patty Mills, and Orlando Robinson. Look at that starting lineup. More of the same. Terry Rozier, Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler, Nikola Jokic, and Bam Adebayo. Off the bench, Josh Richardson, Duncan Robinson, Highsmith, Jamie Jacquez, and Kevin Love. Alec Burks as well. Basically some of the same team, you know. On paper, they're not bad, but I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt this year. You very well could give them that 7th seed, but I would say the Pacers and the Cavs are better than them. I just think Terry Rozier, Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler. This roster's solid, but I just don't see it, man. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. I just don't see them. And I know I said earlier I don't have them playing teams, you know, like who's going to win the play-in game or whatever. But with the East, 7-8, if you make it, I got you being solidified making the playoffs. While in the West, 7-8, 9-10, they could all play each other, and I don't know who would win that, you know. But for the East, it's solidified. I got the Cavs and Miami Heat being the 7-8 seed. And them just making the playoffs. But so they're going to be in the playoffs, no doubt. So that's not a bad thing. They're going to be a positive playoff team. I think when we look at 7, 8, and 9, and 10, there's going to be a huge gap between those four teams. 7 to 8 by far being better, and 9 and 10 just getting the benefit of the doubt and being in the East. So Yeah, Miami, they're solid in my opinion. Nothing too crazy. But they're gonna be a playoff team. I think that's just a bona fide lock. And yeah, man, they're always there and they'll be there again. Now, let's look at the ninth seed. I got the Atlanta Hawks. All right. Trae Young at it again. Not their fault, but they're just unfortunately just gonna be the team to be missing. But that's not a bad thing. As long as they get development from guys like Zachariah Richard's the first overall pick, Jalen Johnson, which I'm gonna speak on real quick. Before let's get on to the over the starting lineup before I go over addition slash departures. Trae Young at the starting point guard. Bojan. Fuck, this is Bogdan Bogdanovic, excuse me. Zachariah Richard, Jalen Johnson, Clint Capella. Off the bench, Dyson Daniels, Garrison Matthews, DeAndre Hunter, Larry Nance Jr., Inoak Okwunu. And yeah, you got David Roddy, Cody Zeller down on the bench. Nobody currently out for them. So, real quick, I wanted to bring that up just because I wanted to talk about guys like Jalen Johnson. I think Jalen Johnson will have a great year this year. I think that's the benefit of, being bad this year. And that's okay. As long as Trae Young is continuing to make it all-star kind type strides, guys like Jalen Johnson, Okwunu, Zachariah, as long as they're looking good and their development is going right, you're gonna be okay with being a playing team this year and just not making the playoffs, which your goal should be the plan. You're playing in the East. If you're in the West, it's a different story. Not trying to hype up the West and knock down the East, but since you're in the East, your goal should be playing and the development of your players. Don't look to be a playoff team, stellar team. Just look to guys, Jalen Johnson, hopefully to score over 20 points per game. Okwunu to hopefully take Clint Capella's role eventually. DeAndre Hunter to finally start making strides. Zachariah looked to look like a serviceable first overall pick. So, yeah, it's exciting. Those are one of the teams I'm excited to watch, actually, the Hawks. I've always been fond of Trae Young. Before COVID took the NBA away, one of the teams I would always put on streams, excluding the Rockets, were the Hawks. I was a big fan of Trae Young and what they were doing, and I believe they'll continue to have an impressive year. And when I say impressive, that's just making the playoffs and seeing guys develop. So it's going to be interesting to see that. But when you look at the guys they added, Dyson Daniels, Larry Nance Jr., David Roddy, Cody Zeller, they lost Sadiq Bey, Bruno Fernando, AJ Griffin, EJ Liddell, and DeJounte Murray. And, you're probably better off without DeJounte Murray and just letting other guys ball. So unfortunate that you made the ninth seed, but hey, at least you make the play-in and you'll hopefully see your guys develop this year. But let's get to the 10th seed. I mean, what is probably the shocker of the rankings is I got for the last playing spot, the 10th seed, I got the Detroit Pistons. Cade Cunningham, Jaden Ivey, Malik Beasley, Tobias Harris, Jalen Duren make up that starting lineup. Off the bench, Marcus Sasser, Tim Hardaway Jr., Fanchinho, Isaiah Stewart-Paul-Reed, and I think it's Azar Thompson's out. So find a way to put Azar Thompson in either that starting lineup or bottom 10. But dude, I like this roster a lot. You look at what they added over the offseason. It was Malik Beasley, Tobias Harris, Wendell Moore, Paul Reed. They lost Buddy Bauhem, Taj Gibson, Quentin Grimes, and James Wiseman. Yes, they've been historically bad these last few years, but this is the year. And not to forget, they also added Ron Holland as well. So this roster is interesting to watch because there's a lot on this team. Now, here's what I was thinking, man. Yes, you want your guys to develop, Ron Holland, Ausar Thompson, guys like that. But at the same time, you don't want to be that bad. That's hence why you go get guys like Malik Beasley, Tobias Harris, Tim Hardaway Jr. You get those guys out there just because you can't afford to be historically bad. Now, do you want to be ultra good? Take yourself out getting another good draft pick? No. So that's why this 10th spot is a good spot for them because, yes, they can be a lottery team, easily be in that top 5 or top 10 range and get themselves a nice draft pick as well. But you also see key development in guys like Jaden Ivey, Cade, Malik, Marcus Sasser, Ron Holland, Ausar Thompson, Jalen Duren. You're going to see guys like that develop, look solid this year, man. Paul Reed, big ball. Paul Reed, it's going to be fun to watch him at that big five spot. But yeah, this was one of the teams I decided that needed to take a huge leap. And with the additions of Tobias Harris back in Detroit, Malik Beasley, Tim Hardaway, Facchino from, I think, Utah. I can't say his last name, damn it. Wendell Moore, Ron Holland, guys like that. I believe in this roster. They'll be that 10th spot, and they'll be in the play-in. Not to say they'll make the playoffs, but they will be in the play-in. And that brings me to my 11th seed, the Chicago Bulls. You look at what they added this offseason. Chris Duarte, Josh Giddey, Jalen Smith. Three young guys. They also added Matas Bzilis, forgive me, number 11th overall pick. And this is going to be an interesting year because it kind of proves to you that, They're kind of getting out that phase where they just try to be a bona fide playoff team. They traded away DeMar DeRozan, but they still got Zach LaVine Vooch, so they expect to be competitive, but they don't want to completely tank. And there's no problem with completely tanking, man. They're finally going to have Lonzo Ball back. They're going to have Dalen Terry, Ayo, Matas, Torrey Craig, Jalen Smith, throw Duarte, Lonzo Ball in there. There's a lot of guys on this roster, and I don't see how you keep them all on your roster, to be honest with you. Josh Giddey, Kobe, Zach LaVine, Patrick Williams, Vooch all make up the starting lineup. But you got AL, Dalen Terry, Matas, Torrey Craig, Jalen Smith. Then off the guys that aren't on there, you got Lonzo, Chris Duarte. I think Chris Duarte probably gets traded at some point. Lonzo gets in there occasionally. Matas has to get a lot of playing time. Please do not just let him rot for his mid-ass team. Zach LaVine, I think, will be this year's the year he gets moved at the trade deadline. It has to happen. No point in keeping him. Vooch, I guess you could ride out to the season, but hopefully you see strides of Jalen Smith being at least your future center for the next few years. If not, you know, hopefully you end up top 10 and you can get a good player and he can be your franchise. I think they are in the Cooper Flag. Is it? Yeah, Cooper Flag. Excuse me. I was thinking about Corey Flag, linebacker for the Missouri Tigers. But anyways, Cooper Flag, they're going to be in the sweepstakes for him. Josh Giddey at the point. Kobe White. I think this is a year you're possibly in there. And there's no reason. There's nothing wrong with being in a Cooper Flag sweepstakes. Hell, if it was to be rigged, I think he ends up in Chicago. Last time they had a star, of course, was Derrick Rose. I think this is a year, man. I think this is the year they get there and they get that opportunity. So, I'm not upset. They, of course, lost DeMar DeRozan, Alex Caruso, Andre Drummond, Javante Green, all to trades. Free agency as well. Like I said, added Chris Duarte, Josh Giddey, Jalen Smith. Solid year. You're going to be right out the play-in, and it is what it is. You just got to hope that you land the top 10 pick. But now that leads me to the 12th team, and that is the Charlotte Hornets. LaMelo, Brandon Miller, Miles Bridges, Garrett Williams, and Mark Williams make up that starting lineup. You got my guy Mikic. I'm not pronouncing that boy's name. I'm sorry, man. Mikic is the backup PG. Seth Curry, Josh Green, Cody Martin, Nick Richards. I think Trey Mann is going to be the backup. Point guard, but you got Nick Smith also. TJ Saloon, you know, I think what was it, top five pick, top six. Nick Smith, yeah. Daquan Jeffries. This roster is interesting for sure, man. You look at what they added, Taj Gibson, Josh Green. They, of course, got TJ Saloon, number six pick. And then, you know, lost guys like JT Thor, Amari Bailey. I don't know, man. This roster is going to be interesting. I think this year the goal is to see strides from LaMelo, Brandon Miller. It's one of those teams where you just want to see strides. I think they're going to be sellers at the deadline. Guys like Grant Williams maybe gets traded. Cody Martin, Seth Curry, guys like that can see get traded. I think Trey Mann is going to be interesting to watch this year. He's been balling. LaMelo. You just want to see strides from the team. You want to see this team be competitive all year. Yeah, you might not make the play-in, but at least be competitive. I think them and Toronto are going to swap places maybe, be 12-13. But, you know, those are two teams that you just want to see be competitive this year. So I like their roster. I like the moves they made, but... Speaking of Toronto, they're the 13th seed. My dog for barking, man, for that right there. But let's get into Toronto. All right, let's get into them Raptors, man. So this is an interesting team right here, man. In the offseason, they added Bruno Fernando and Davion Mitchell. They added, of course, Jacoby Walter, Jonathan Mago, Jamal Shaheed. Those first few picks in the draft. They lost Jalen McDaniels and Gary Trent Jr. to the free agency. And, yeah, this is an interesting team because you're paying Emmanuel Quickley $32 million, RJ Barrett $25 million. And you're not going to be good. Scottie Barnes at the smallest forward spot. Kelly Olynyk and Jacob Poeltl. And then off the bench, you got Davion Mitchell, Bruce Brown making 23 mils. Grady Dick, Ochai Agbaji, and Chris Boucher. And then, you know, guys got Garrett Temple, Jamal Shaheed, and you got Jacoby Walker out right now. This is an interesting roster because I just don't think you're going to be better than anybody else. But you're paying Emmanuel Quickley and RJ Barrett like you want to be competitive. This shouldn't be the roster you want to be competitive with. I don't know why you paid all that money for Emmanuel Quickley, because who the hell is going to pay him that money? RJ, I don't know, man. This roster is going to be very disappointing, man. As long as you see guys like Ochai Agbaji, Grady Dick, two former Jayhawks, unironically, make some strides in that bench unit. Bruce Brown, I think, eventually gets traded off this season. Davion Mitchell does something solid. I think, you know, when I think about trade deadline guys, I think Bruce Brown, Kelly Olynyk, Jakob Poeltl, I think those are three guys expect to hear rumors once the trade deadline gets around. They're one of these teams that are going to get poached at the trade deadline. And by then, they're going to know their identity and know they need to tank. Hell, they might make a move or two at the trade deadline or offseason to get Emmanuel Quickley and RJ Barrett off this team. I think this is a prime position for guys like Ron Harper or maybe Dylan Harper, excuse me. My dumb. Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey. I think he's one of those guys from Rutgers ends up on this roster and they make something shake. But overall, this is a year where Scotty hopefully makes an all-star appearance. Grady Dick, Ochai Agbaji get some strides. And eventually you let off Kelly Olynyk, Jakob Poeltl, and Bruce Brown off at the deadline. And yeah, I'm interested to see what Quickley and R.J. Barrett can produce for this team. It's going to be interesting to watch all year, man. But after the 13th speed, we're going to go to 14th, and that is going to be the Washington Wizards. Look at this starting lineup. Jordan Poole, Corey Kispert, Kyle Kuzma, Alex Saar, Jonas Valanciunas. Look at what they added in the offseason, excuse me. Of course, like I just said, Alex Saar in the free agency, Bob Carrington, Kyshawn George, Dylan Jones, all in the draft. They lost Denny Avia and Tyus Jones and Landry Shamet, but they did add Sadiq Bey, Malcolm Brogdon, and Jonas Valanciunas. Those are moves from a team that obviously doesn't want to be bare bones bad, but wants to look competitive on paper. Jordan Poole at that starting point guard spot. Corey Kispert, Kyle Kuzma, Alex Saar, Jonas Valanciunas. Off the bench, you got Rashawn Holmes, Bilal Kulabe, friends of mine, Kyshawn George, Donnie Davis, Bob Carrington, and then currently out right now, Malcolm Brogdon and Sadiq Bey. Johnny Davis is one of the worst players in the league last year, and it's going to be interesting to see if he is again. If so, it's going to be interesting. This is one of those teams that are going to get poached in the trade deadline. You got Marvin Bagley off in the bottom of this roster, Rashawn Holmes, Jonas Valanciunas, fucking Malcolm Brogdon. This is a team that's going to get poached at the trade deadline. Maybe Kyle Kuzma too. You're going to need to know your identity, man. You're going to need to be picking pot top five. This year, the most important thing is to prove that whatever happened at the summer league with Alex Saar in preseason doesn't happen again. And he proves to be a solid player, proved to be a solid second overall pick. I thought maybe they could have went with Reed Shepard, but I guess not. He just needs to prove to be solid, him and his French teammate, Bilal Kulabe. I said that all wrong. But yeah, you just got to hope guys like Bob Carrington take off. But this is a team that's going to get poached at the trade deadline, so be ready to get load up that trade mock, man, because they're going to need it. And lastly, the 15th seed, of course, is going to be the Brooklyn Nets, man. You look at what they added in the offseason. New coach, Bojan Bogdanovic, Killian Hayes, Shake Milton, Zaire Williams. Lost Kiata Bates-Diop, and Mikal Bridges, and Lonnie Walker. Yeah, look at this starting lineup. Let me go look at it. You're clearly going to be bad. Most obvious thing ever. Starting PG spot, you're going to be Dennis Schroeder, Cam Thomas, Dorian Finney-Smith, Cam Johnson, Nick Claxton. Off the bench, Ben Simmons, Bojan Bogdanovic, Jalen Wilson, Trinity Wofford, Noah Clowney, Shake Milton, Derek Woodhead, Keon Johnson. That makes up some of the core of your roster, rotation guys. Going to be interesting to see what Ben Simmons does. I'm actually just one of the guys I have my eyes on to watch, it's going to be interesting. Dennis Schroeder, not a bad veteran guy. Be a good playmaker for a guy like Cam Thomas, who you hopefully see make that leap. Maybe around 23, 24 points per game. I'd love to see that from him. Cam Johnson, Nick Claxton. Good front court. Nick Claxton, I think, is one of the better defenders in the league at the center's position. A great positive. Going to be good to see him play after a good contract extension this year. And, yeah, man, this team is just – it's all about development, man. Jalen Wilson. Derek Whitehead. Keon Johnson. De'Ron Sharp when he gets healthy. Cam Johnson. Cam Thomas. Guys like that is going to be important to hopefully watch and develop. And once again, this is another roster that's going to be, I think, a trade deadline poacher. Dorian Finney-Smith, Dennis Schroeder, Ben Simmons if he's healthy, Bojan Bogdanovic, Shake Milton. Guys like that, I think, are all going to get poached. Just expect that to happen, man. I think those bottom three teams are all going to be teams that get poached from in the trade deadline. Hell, make it the bottom four teams. Throw the Bulls in there too, man. But it's going to be interesting to watch all year for the Nets. I think the biggest thing is Cam Thomas solidifies himself as the franchise until you get a guy like Cooper Flagg. I think it's a possibility, man. I think he could be a star, but who knows? Trade deadline is fishy, but that's it for the standings. We still got a little more to talk about, but I'll go over it real quick. The 1 seeds, Nuggets and Celtics. 2 seeds, Thunder and Knicks. 3 seeds, Wolves and Sixers. 4 seed, Mavericks and Bucks. 5th seed, Rockets and Magic. 6th seed, Grizzlies and Pacers. 7th seed, Suns and Cavs. 8th seed, Lakers and Heat. 9th seed, Kings and Hawks. 10th seed, Pelicans and Pistons. And for the mid, bad teams, Warriors, Bulls, 11th seed. 12th seed, Clippers, Hornets. 13th seed, Jazz, Raptors. 14th seed, Spurs, Wizards. And lastly, 15th seed, Blazers and Nets. That's it for records. But right now, we're going to get to the awards and All-NBA teams real quick. I'm not going to get in depth about them, but I'm going to let you know the real. MVP. Right now, I got Anthony Edwards. Runner-up, Luka Doncic. Right now, I got a three-way tie for runner-up. Not going to lie. I got Luka, SGA, and Giannis. Those are my three guys. I think voter fatigue is going to bite and beat in Jokic unless they do something above and beyond this world and what they previously done. I think voter fatigue is going to get them. We're going to get a new MVP this year, and it's going to be Anthony Edwards, man. Luka, of course, is my main runner-up, and I got Giannis, SGA following behind that, man. But Anthony Edwards, he's going to eat it up this year. I know at the three seed, it's not going to be looked that good, but he's going to eat it up this year. It's going to be amazing to watch. He's going to break out and solidify him as the best shooting guard in the association. It's going to be fun to see that, and that's why I got him there. That's why I run up. I don't got to get in depth, man. I'm just going to tell you why. Defensive player of the year, I got Chet Holmgren, runner-up, Wembanyama, Wimby. I got Chet being defensive player of the year because I don't think the production and quality between Chet and Wimby is that big. I think you give Wimby the upper hand. But if Chet is right behind in every statistical help, leading in his own, but his defensive team rating is better and his team is better, Chet deserves it. When you look at the FanDuel odds, it's clear they have one clear favorite, and it kind of pisses me off. It pisses me off so hard how they have clear one favorite for Wimby. You know, I think Chet's just going to give the same production if he can stay healthy, and damn it, he's just going to have a better team rating and better record. Until Wimby can get his team to the playoffs or the play-in, he doesn't deserve Defensive Player of the Year for their sitting there negative defensive team rating, and they're just not they're a bad team in the West. That's just not, he doesn't deserve it if it's like that. I have them being the 14th seed, so hint, why would I give the 14th seed the Defensive Player of the Year? That's just not going to happen. For Chet Holmgren, the Thunder are going to be really good this year. He's going to be the best defensive player on that roster, and he deserves that award because I don't think Wimby's going to outdo him in every stat. I don't think so. Wimby's going to have his stats. Chet's going to have his. And overall, I'm going to give it to Chet because of team record. Rookie of the year, I got Zach Edey, runner-up, Reed Shepard. Zach Edey's going to eat with John Morant. I think he's going to be in that starting lineup, pick and roll. He's going to be electric, man. Zach Edey this preseason has looked electric. Everything he was in college, everybody was going to doubt that, you know, he wouldn't translate what he did in college to the NBA. As of now, on the preseason court, he did that. The Grizzlies are going to be good, and he's going to be a reason of that. For Reed Shepard's case, I wanted to give him to him, but I think he's going to be on the bench mainly this year, especially if Jalen Green can hold up to his side of the deal, which he just got. Nice little lengthy, not a lengthy contract, but a nice little contract over 100 mil. So if Jalen Green can hold up his side of the bargain and perform well those first few months, then I think Reed Shepard's going to be kind of stuck to that bench unit. And it's not a bad thing. He's just not going to give the minutes to win Rookie of the Year. For most improved player, I got Jalen Johnson, runner-up, Amen Thompson. Jalen Johnson, like I said, for the Hawks earlier, he's going to be that number two option. He's going to be that guy right next to Trae Young, and I think they're going to eat together. I think Jalen Johnson's going to get, 21, 22 points per game. He's going to help that Hawks team make it to the play-in. He deserves most improved player. For Amen Thompson's case, I think he's eventually going to slide into Dylan Brooks' role on the starting lineup. And he's just going to look electric offensively, defensively. Maybe his jump shot won't be there all year, but shit. He's going to look good enough to be in that argument. And most improved player is the hardest to predict, in my opinion, because it's like, it's usually guys that you don't expect, and they come out of nowhere, and they're the most improved. This year, though, I got two top candidates, and those are my top two guys. For Sixth Man of the Year, we're going to go back to the Wolf, but this time, Dante DiVincenzo. Runner-up, Malik Monk. This is hard for me to choose, but I think Dante's going to eat with the Wolves, man. It's going to be fun to watch. I think Naz Reid is not going to drop off the claw, and I think just Dante DiVincenzo is going to be a better player off the bench for them, and he's just going to eat. So that's my prediction. I know it's a little wild, but Naz Reid, Dante DiVincenzo, back-to-back Wolves, Sixth Man of the Year. It's not a problem to have. Runner-up, of course, Malik Monk was a runner-up last year. Coach of the Year, give me Ime Udoka for the Rockets. Runner-up, Nick Nurse. No, Nick Nurse is a little crazy, but I probably would have him tied with J.B. Bickerstaff. I think he might get consideration if he can get the Pistons to a playing spot. Who knows? But Ime Udoka is simple. If the Rockets make it to a top six lock team, he deserves it. Considering what this roster was for like 3 years, to get him to 41-41, and then to get him to a top five or six seed, he deserves it. Especially if they are one of the better defensive teams, and guys like Shingun, Jalen Green, and Amen Thompson are making strides. And for the weirdest award of them all, Clutch Player of the Year, give me Luka Doncic, runner-up, Stephen Curry. If we're going off Clutch Player of the Year, who's the most clutch in the league, I think Luka will be, and the Curry will be right behind him. But since Luka's in the playoffs as a top four seed, Curry would probably be out, in my opinion. Give it to Luka as Clutch Player of the Year. But that's it for awards. Right now, All-NBA, let's get into it. All right, man, you know, this is interesting to predict because you could just say the best 15 players in the league and go with it because All-NBA is positionless now. You don't have to play. You don't have to. I hated the fact they got rid of this, but there's no more two guards, two forwards, one center. They got rid of that. And I kind of don't blame them, but at the same time, it's annoying because, hell, I know it's probably annoying for guys like Jokic and Embiid because you guys are playing at the two best players in the league right now, but only one of you can get All-NBA. And that kind of matters contract-wise, but it is what it is. I can't complain about it because I like it and I don't like it at the same time, but let's get into it. All-NBA first team, I got Luka, Ant, Jason Tatum, Giannis, Jokic. Jason Tatum's going to be the best player on the best team in the league. He deserves it. Giannis, like I said, MVP-type candidate. Jokic is going to be the best center. You're just not going to avoid putting in one of the best centers in the league. It's either him or Embiid going to make that All-NBA first team. Ant and Luka, my top two MVP candidates. Why wouldn't I put them in there, of course? Boom. Just gave you every reason why. Second team, SGA, Stephen Curry, LeBron, Embiid, Wimby. For SGA, this is obvious. Like I said, MVP runner-up. For Curry, this was hard. This was hard to put him in there. I just think he's going to get in there off the fatigue. A part of me wants to put in Ja over him. Now that I'm thinking about it, I want to put Ja over him, but I'm going to keep it there. Stephen Curry, second team. Right next to him is going to be LeBron. Best player. One of the best players in the league. You're just not going to keep LeBron off of it. And then finally, Embiid and Wimby. I think Wimby won with the win Defensive Player of the Year. But he'll play offensively. He'll be electric. But defensively, his team is not going to be good enough to win Defensive Player of the Year. And that's what it is. It is what it is. But Embiid, like I said, is going to be an MVP-type candidate for the most of the year. He's not going to play back-to-backs. I think it shouldn't eliminate him from playing 65 games. But he'll be in there. And, of course, just one of the best players in the league. For third team, I got Ja Morant, Jaylen Brown, Kevin Durant, Chet Holmgren, and Zion Williamson. For Ja, he's going to be one of the best point guards in the league this year. You know, for that spot between Ja, JB, you could have thrown Brunson in there, Haliburton in there, Maxey in there. There's a lot of guys. De'Aaron Fox, you could do a lot of guys at this spot. But I feel like Jaylen Brown is going to be the second best player on the best team in the league. I know it's crazy that seems. He's going to be an all-star level. He's going to lecture him. JT is going to deserve it. But I think JT is going to get an edge over him. Ja, what I can say, he's about healthy. He's going to get the Grizzlies to the top six seed. He deserves it. He's going to play electric. KD, what can I say? It's Kevin Durant. He's going to be good as always if he stays healthy. Chet's my Defensive Player of the Year, so he's going to be on here. He's going to be great. Going to be the best defender on the second best team. He's going to be the second best player on there, and he's going to join SGA as being All-NBA. Lastly, Zion. He's going to play an amazing level if he stays healthy. I can't wait to see that. That's why I got him in there. He's going to be healthy. But that is it for the NBA predictions, man. I know it's long. I know I stuttered a lot. It took me to have a lot of motivation to go through this because, hell, loading up all the overviews, all the depth charts, rosters, some of these websites are terrible. And the ads on it bothered me so much. But I made it. I put it through for you guys and for me so I can know who I genuinely have, who I have to be good, who I don't have to be good. I needed this for myself, too, so I know when I watched the NBA season, who I expected and who I didn't expect to show up. But thank you guys for listening if you did listen to this. Hopefully you guys listened to this instead of the other one. I don't know if you did, but thank you if you did anyways. 2 hours of recording. I've been recording since then, like, noon. So, shit. This is rough, but thank you guys for listening so much. As always, I'll catch you in happy NBA opening night tomorrow. Enjoy.